Hi, my name's Zach. I'm 12 years old, and I host We the Children, the podcast where kids talk climate change. Like a lot of kids my age, when I think about the future, I can't help but wonder what kind of world will be waiting for us. Will polar bears still roam the Arctic? Will we still be able to see colorful coral reefs or build snowmen in the winter? I'd like to think so. That's why I'm trying to learn as much as I can about climate change science, stories, and solutions from some of the world's leading experts, and share what I learned with all of you. Together, we can decide what type of future we want for our planet. Subscribe to We the Children on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and visit us at wethechildrenpodcast.com. Remember, we, the children, have the power to make a difference.
Everyone, this is Nate. We're in the middle of a new episode, and it's close to being done, but it's not quite ready yet. But I have some really fun, awesome news to share with everyone. My friends Andrew and Polly have a new album coming out, and it's called Go for the Moon. Alright, so this album is so much fun, and we've been dancing so hard to it, and Dad, you're dancing a little too hard. No, don't trip on anything, don't trip on any- Oh, Dad, why did you have to dance so hard? Kids, you can dance your heart out, but please watch your parents- And parents, please dance responsibly. Okay, once again, the album is called Go for the Moon. It's by Andrew and Polly, and it comes out September 27th. But you can pre-order it now at andrewandpolly.com. I'll put the link in the description. In honor of this big exciting news, I wanted to end with an interview that was recorded way back when I was 6. This was from Andrew and Polly's amazing podcast, which is called Ear Snacks. You should totally subscribe to it if you haven't yet. It's from their episode entitled Letters Part 2, and I hope you enjoy it.
I wonder if we can get anyone to tell us about some science abbreviations. Oh, I wonder who's at the door. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Nate.
Hello.
Nate lives near Chicago.
Wilmette, Illinois.
He's almost 7 years old.
6¾.
And he hosts his own podcast called The Show About Science.
The Show About Science.
And what do you like to do on The Show About Science, Nate?
I like to talk to, basically, other scientists. About their scientific findings.
So we asked Nate to tell us about his favorite science letters. Ready, Nate?
I'm ready to tell you about some of the elements of the periodic table.
The periodic table.
Oh boy, oh boy. Well, take it away, Nate.
Mendelevium.
Mendelevium.
Named after Mendeleev. The person who discovered the periodic table of elements.
Mendeleev.
That was his name, but the element is called Mendelevium.
Mendelevium.
Its symbol is MD.
MD?
MD?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, what's next?
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
Symbol is H.
H.
Why do you think it gets to just be H, but Mendelevium is MD?
Well, here's a hypothesis. Maybe it's that way because, so that you can remember them easier.
Oh, yeah. Do scientists sometimes use letters to stand for longer words?
Yes.
Cool. All right, Nate, what's next?
This is a mind breaker.
I'm ready, Nate. Tell me, what is it?
I have one that starts with P.
P.
Hey, that's my letter.
And its symbol is K.
K.
What? Polly, do you know which one it is?
I think I know what it is. Is it something in banana phones?
Yeah, potassium. Potassium is K.
Potassium is K.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is lots of K in banana phones.
That's true.
Do you want me to tell you some more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gold.
Gold?
Let me think. So that's probably G-O, right?
No, that's not right, Andrew. It's one of those tricky ones, right, Nate?
Yeah. Like, let me just try and find gold.
He's going to go find it.
You're going to go find it?
Yeah, Nate's going to find some gold real quick.
What did you call it, Nate? It's a mind buster?
It's a mind exploder.
It's a mind exploder.
Mind exploder.
Andrew, this one is a real mind exploder.
It really is.
Oh, yeah, right. It's A-U.
A-U?
A-U for gold?
Yeah, like, A-U, put down that gold.
A-U, give me my gold back.
Just so you know, silver.
Silver.
Silver is A-G.
A-G.
What?
Seriously, it's A-G.
Oh, it's like, ag, I dropped that silver on my toe.
Ag.
Ag.
Okay, Nate, any last periodic table letters you want to tell us about?
Well, this is a mind breaker.
Another mind breaker.
Sodium.
Sodium.
Is N-A.
N-A.
What? Sodium doesn't even sound like N-A at all. It sounds like a S. How'd you get the N-A?
Why is it N-A, do you think?
Because they just wanted to make stuff up, those scientists.
What? Do you really think that's why they did
no,
that?
No, Nate. That's silly.
Well, I think also sometimes, you know how we're using letters to stand for...
English words?
English words. Mm. Sometimes letters might stand for words in another language. And in science especially, they might stand for words in Latin, maybe. Mm. What do you think about that, Nate?
Maybe.
Well, thanks for telling us about all those element symbol letters from the periodic table, Nate.
Now, here are three other science letters you might know.
DNA.
Have you heard of DNA?
Yes. DNA, RNA. DNA, RNA. DNA, RNA.
Wait, what's RNA? I haven't even heard of that one.
RNA is the messenger for DNA.
Oh, and what's DNA?
DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid.
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
DNA.
Okay, so DNA is a super tiny but super important molecule in every living thing.
It contains special instructions for how each cell should grow and reproduce.
I wonder how DNA gets its important instructions to the rest of the cell.
Pretend RNA is the postman.
Do-do-do! RNA here, carrying the letter.
And pretend that DNA is the person carrying the letter.
Gacked, gacked.
To its friend, the ribosome.
Dear ribosome, gacked, gacked, gacked.
The postman takes that letter, RNA.
Do-do-do! RNA here, carrying the letters.
And brings it to the ribosome.
Oh, thanks, RNA. I'm gonna open up this letter from my friend DNA. Huh, let's see. What are we gonna build today? It looks like some gacked. Gacked, gacked, gacked. Hooray, she got my letter.
And then that's what happens.
That is my favorite science letter story of all time. Polly, did you know that was the science story about DNA and RNA?
I know now.
Thanks, Nate.
You're welcome.
You are listening to Ears.
Radio.
Ear Snacks and the show about science are both proud members of Kids Listen, an advocacy group promoting high-quality podcasts for kids. To find out more, visit kidslisten.org.
Hi, my name's Zach. I'm 12 years old, and I host We the Children, the podcast where kids talk climate change. Like a lot of kids my age, when I think about the future, I can't help but wonder what kind of world will be waiting for us. Will polar bears still roam the Arctic? Will we still be able to see colorful coral reefs or build snowmen in the winter? I'd like to think so. That's why I'm trying to learn as much as I can about climate change science, stories, and solutions from some of the world's leading experts and share what I learned with all of you. Together, we can decide what type of future we want for our planet. Subscribe to We the Children on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And visit us at WeTheChildrenPodcast.com. Remember, we, the children, have the power to make a difference.